It's day two of the championships. It holds centre stage today, the highly anticipated clash in the Queen Elizabeth between Very Elegant and Adabe, but don't rule out any of the others upstaging that pair. I love a two-mile test, and today that's the case in the Schweppes Sydney Cup. Horses like Salino and Rondinella both come through the Chairman's Handicap, a race that has produced the best cup reference. And if there's a good tempo in the Sydney Cup, that should be appreciated by Southern France for Kiramar and David Eustace. That horse has been tight in the market all week. For Melbourne racing followers, though, the Melbourne Racing Club at Caulfield are staging the Victorian Owners and Breeders Race Day. The seven Vobis Premier races reward those who breed, buy, own and race horses in Victoria. The showdown carries $1 million in prize money and will see the unbeaten colt Starry Legend stretch out to 1,200 metres. Michael D rode the inaugural winner of the showdown in Prince of Sussex. Can he repeat today on Starry Legend? Greg Carpenter, the Racing Victoria Executive General Manager of Racing, joins us on Winners. And Greg, this is a significant day for Victorian racing. As I say, good morning to you.
It is, Andrew, and good morning to you and all our listeners. The Vobis Owners and Breeders Race Day is now in its seventh year, started off in 2015 and has been added to along the way. Seven Vobis races today on a nine-card program that offers more than $2.7 million in prize money and bonuses. This year is the third running of the million-dollar showdown. As you said, Prince of Sussex won it the first year, went to Hong Kong, won the second in the Classic Mile there this year, and of course, Quai Quai quite brilliantly won it last year. So a terrific field for the million-dollar showdown three at Caulfield this afternoon.
Greg, in regard to what Racing Victoria wanted to do with Vobis and launch this day a few years ago now and have the amount of prize money, is it working the way? Is it attracting what you want to see through the breeding ranks and then moving into racing?
It is, Andrew. We took a path 7 or 8 years ago with the state government to support local breeding and local breeders. We introduced the Vobis Gold Scheme on top of the Super Vobis Scheme. That allows horses to win bonuses for Victorian bred horses right through until the start of their career to the day they retire. We introduced this Vobis Owners and Breeders Day, as I said, in 2015. And I think the Victorian breeding industry, and certainly local stallions, the two main races today, the Showdown and the Guineas, are only open to horses that are covered by Victorian-based stallions. And I think we've seen very strong improvement in the stallion ranks here in Victoria. And I'm very buoyed on the eve of today that Widden Victoria announced that Russian Camelot and Doubtland would be added to their stallion roster this year. And, of course, Rosemont during the week announced Hanseatic are standing here in Victoria. So I think there's a real buzz about the Victorian breeding industry. The yearling sales right around Australia this year have been very, very strong. And as I've been saying for 7 years now, Andrew, there's never been a better time than to breed, own, race a horse here in Victoria. What I'm pleased about also is the horses are coming from all over Australia to run today. We've got Labour Rod from Perth, a number of horses from South Australia, Tasmanian trainers who have bought Victorian bred horses coming back to Caulfield today to participate in this very lucrative day to celebrate Victorian bred horses.
Greg, can I ask you in regard to the showdown, has a person who handicaps and has done that for a fair period, and you look at two-year-olds like today with Starry Legend going to 1,200 metres, but then you look at a Warrnambool winner called Literary Magnate for Matt Williams. I mean, that horse was so impressive. What's your overview of the showdown today?
Well, really interesting to see if Starry Legend can stand up today. As you said, he's out to the 1,200 metres for the first time. He was brilliant at Bendigo, winning the $250,000 gold rush, and that's been a very good pointer for the main two-year-old race on this day. But he certainly got a lot of opposition. You've talked about Literary Magnet for Matthew Williams, but Arcaded for James Cummings and Slider. So James has got two very, very good fillies. Arcaded 3 from 4. She was in the Percy Sykes today, and they decided to bring it down to Melbourne for this race. Finance Tycoon, he was very, very good early in the two-year-old season, and I think his form since has been very good. So it's a very strong test for Starry Legend today. John Sadler's had good victories on this day in the past. And as you said, Michael D won the race 2 years ago. So there's certainly the horse to beat, but I wouldn't be surprised if any number of half a dozen others tested Starry Legend today. It's a great renewal. And one of the other, the smallest field on the day, the Vobis Gold Mile with Sosie Bond, Mr. Quickie and Iconoclasm. Three horses that have already won big races on this day, and it's great to see horses like that returning as past champions to try and win another Vobis Gold Day race today, as are Maha Madeus, Florence, who won the Guineas in the last. She's in the Distaff. So great to see these Victorian bred horses coming back year after year for these big stake races.
It's Vobis Day at Caulfield, lucrative day for, as I say, the breeders, the owners, the trainers, the jockeys. It all works through. It begins at 12:20 today. It's overcast in Melbourne this morning, but no rain inside. It's a good four, and the rail's in the true for the first time since Blue Diamond Day. Greg, go and enjoy it. It's a big day for Victorian racing.
A big day for Victorian racing, a great day for racing fans right across Australia. Looking forward to the action in Sydney as well.